Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, I feel like myself again for the last, I don't know, what is it, almost 2 weeks, I have had the worst allergies of my lifetime. And I know I've been starting a lot of the programs discussing that. I don't normally talk about, you know, how I feel or what my health is like. It's just so amazing to live in a city where everyone I know has horrible sinus headaches and something that mimics a chest cold. And you talk to everybody, and it wasn't like this in the past. And you've got to ask yourself, what has changed? Why are allergies all over the country, but especially in Austin, Texas, known as the national capital, the worst place in America, in the U.S., for allergies? Why has it gotten so bad? But in the last week and a half or so, if I've sounded like a toad or been a bit grumpy, it's because strange effect that the allergies have had on me. I guess when you feel bad and you make yourself go to work, you're a bit curmudgeon-y. But I am honored to be your host and honored to be here. And I am blessed that I'm going on a short vacation for part of next week to visit family. Maybe I can fully escape the allergies then, but I'm going to have Jack Blood and Bob Dacey for the days I'm out sitting in next week, so you definitely do not want to miss that. It is Thursday, and it is the 11th day of January 2007. Still getting used to that, and obviously I want to have open phones today. I want to give you a chance to respond to Bush's lengthy speech that he gave last night. I watched a lot of it. I was also working on a film while we had it on in the background. And we already basically had heard all of this propaganda spewed by his different surrogates and his different handlers and his different front people. But I've had a chance to read the transcript. I've got several audio clips of it I want to play. But I want to give you a chance on air, all of you, to respond to what George Bush has said. We've got one of the head spokespeople from World Can't Wait, the lady who basically destroyed Bill O'Reilly a few days ago. We've got and one of the ladies who led the shutdown of the Democrats, a little press conference. She's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the next hour. Other than that, we're going to have wide open phones today. And we can talk about any issue, any news story, anything you wish to discuss. You are welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But as I said, I will go over Bush's speech. Also, some news that's really sensational. It's so important, and no one seems to be pointing it out. Well, it's in a few British papers, but it's a footnote. And that is that our government, our illegitimate criminal government, is openly funding in a takeover of Somalia the very warlords that killed our troops in 1993. The real agenda of the global elite in Somalia, neocons are backing the same warlords that slaughtered U.S. troops in 1993. That's a story by Steve Watson up on Infowars.net. Another one by Paul Watson that added the information that we got yesterday with our expert on Somalia we had on. Bush administration empowers Somali warlords who killed U.S. troops. Bombing clears path for reemergence of Black Hawk Down savages to cost of Somali people. So we'll break this down, Bush's speech, what it really means. I kind of had an epiphany this morning. And a lot more today. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now to the second segment on this live Thursday edition, the 11th now of January 2007. So Bush gave his big speech, and I'm going to walk through some of that. We're going to play some clips of it later. We're going to have open phones. We've also got a BBC report about uranium killing troops. That's the headline. Just unbelievable how much of this stuff that they've used. But there is a report here where the New York Times has got the headline, Democrats plan to fight expansion of troops. Democrats plan to fight expansion of troops. Now notice that. They're going to fight the expansion. It doesn't matter whether there's 144,000 or 165,000 that they're talking about beefing it up to, 22,000 plus. It doesn't matter. The troops are there. The war is ongoing. So everybody was asking why, when the American people, 78% in major polls, and the polls are out again today showing similar numbers, why are they saying they're going to increase them? And why is McCain saying that? And why? Why is the Iraq Study Group saying that's one of their five recommendations? And then Bush is criticizing it. And then Bush suddenly flip-flops, says, okay, I'm for it, I agree, I screwed up. Well, number one, it puts it all into a political process now that de-partisanizes, if you could invent the word, takes the partisanship out of it, at least for a lot of Americans who are just partisans. They don't care if we're attacking countries as long as it's the Democrats and Bill Clinton doing it. And so, you know, it's power sharing. Hey, we're sharing the power with the new Democrats. But really what this is all about is that by escalating the troops, it gives the Democrats something in a dog and pony show, in a good cop, bad cop stage thespian theatrical event. It gives them some type of fight they can engage in. Because if Bush would have just left the troops at the same level, and this gets into the whole Machiavellian, you know, Byzantine workings of this, if they would have just left the troops at the same level, the Democrats would have, you know, had to demand that the war end and the troops be brought home. That's what the people are wanting. But by Bush surging, and that is not a surge, that's a drop in the bucket for what they would, quote, really need to pacify. Basically, once resistance gets a hold, you just 5 million U.S. troops couldn't do it. In fact, that would make more targets. Actually, an escalation helps the insurgency. And but again, that gets all off into military theories and schools. But that's what the real experts across the border are saying. This is worse. Even Oliver North saying more targets, not the right idea. So they're going to put more troops in, and the Democrats can then fight about that, and then Bush can pull them out in 6 months, and he can claim he stabilized something and just cut back on the amount of suicide bombings that our government's staging over there. And it'll just drift off forever into this process. Look, they said they're going to be there 30 years from now. They're building 6 giant permanent bases and 30-plus smaller bases. And I mean, these green zone bases they're building have 50-foot walls. They're ringed with artillery, and they're luxury compounds on the inside. I mean, that one embassy is for 4,000 people. Embassy staff, not just troops. And they got their bars, their whiskey bars, their whores. They got everything behind there, their bowling alleys, their swimming pools, their gyms, their discotheques. It's a sick joke. Meanwhile, the stated goal to dismantle Iraq, to deindustrialize them, to knock them back in the Stone Age, to exterminate their population, to engage in genocide, 3 million of them dead, is ongoing. Is ongoing. And so that's why Bush is doing this surge. The surge, more than anything, is so the Democrats have something to fight against. You see, we want to push him a step back, Bush, and he takes 2 steps forward, knowing we'll push him back a step, and he'll be right back where he wanted to be in the beginning. When I say Bush, I mean the people he fronts for. So you read all these headlines about Democrats getting tough, Democrats to, you know, they're going to decide the course of the war, they're going to teach Bush, they're in control now. And what is it? De-escalate by standing up and resisting the 22,000 extra troops, and really it's not a de-escalate, it's leaving it right where it was. The new Democratic leaders of Congress on Wednesday accused President Bush of ignoring strong American sentiment against the war in Iraq and said they would build a bipartisan campaign against his proposed military expansion. See, they're against the military expansion. But they're not really. Hillary, Schumer, Lieberman, all of them. Oh, we need to go ahead and hit Iran. We need to go ahead and go into Syria. Democrats continue to debate how assertively to confront Mr. Bush over his plan. House Democrats said they would seek to attach conditions to the spending request Mr. Bush will send to Congress soon, and that those conditions, if not met, could lead Congress to limit or halt money for wider military operations. So that's just, again, a whole process that just confuses the public, means nothing. We're going to fund the troops that are there, said Brenda Daly, an aide representative of Nancy Pelosi of California, the House Speaker. Any escalation of troops will be subject to scrutiny. Oh, they're getting so tough. We will have hearings, and we will set benchmarks that the president must meet to obtain his money. So they'll have big theatrical displays, you know, kind of like the whole Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill thing, and Democrats pointing fingers and acting tough. And the general democratic population will be sucked in and brainwashed by it, and the war will just roll on forever. Then there'll be some new terror attack right when Hillary or Whip Romney or, it's a joke with his name, take power, or Edwards or whoever, whatever Bilderberg Group member it is. And then, the Democrats are saying implement President Bush's 9/11 Commission report. All the recommendations. Total police state on steroids. And then they act like, we're getting Bush back. He didn't implement all of this. We'll show him total federalization of police, total checkpoints, total domestic CIA. And it's the Democrats bringing forward draft legislation. It's all a big dog and pony show. Very, very serious. The good news is a lot of Democrats, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Americans aren't buying it. Meanwhile, I tuned into talk radio this morning at the house and then driving over to the office, and I heard the same thing on two different shows, exact same script. I'll tell you what, we've got to stay over there. If we don't stay over there, Al-Qaeda will get all of our military equipment. We leave and use it to attack us. And they'll get all those nuclear scientists in Iraq again. And they'll nuke us. And we've got to stay over there. Or if we pull out once Al-Qaeda takes over Iraq, then we won't be able to reinvade. That's word for word. Two different hosts, exact same. They've got to have talking point scripts they're being given. I mean, I was freaking out. I heard one thing at my house. I get in the car, turn to another guy, another national talk show host. He's the guy that sells the national sales tax as a fair tax. Really, they're going to keep both and bill you through your national ID card. Just watch. And, I'm listening to this, and it has no connection to reality. That place is Stone Age. They barely have running water. They have power in a few cities a few hours a day. They're literally starving to death, hundreds of thousands a year. It is hell on earth, the most dangerous country in the world now, all by design. That was the plan before they went in. And the strategy of tension, balkanization, breaking them up, bringing them down. And, oh, no, we've got to stay now because, see, Al-Qaeda, everybody fighting our troops is Al-Qaeda, didn't you know? Oh, yeah, everybody over there who lost their mother or their sister or their brother or their children, everybody over there who lost their family members, anybody who, I mean, there's like five different factions, three big ones. Anybody who takes a pot shot at the troops, anybody who fights back, anybody who doesn't like their country being invaded and being in literal hell on earth and people being carpet bombed and just whole cities being leveled, ongoing, anybody who does that's Al-Qaeda. Just amazing. And these guys call into these talk shows, and you hear the listeners, the callers, they go, we got to fight them Lazo fascisms, and they're over there with them, and Al-Qaeda's, and we got to kill them all. They don't even know who the groups are, what's going on, the area's history. They can just barely say Islamo-fascist. And you can read to them on air. Oh, here's the 83 Israeli plan. Here's the 2002 U.S. plan to break it up in three parts and to stimulate sectarian violence and to destroy the region and then to spread revolution system-wide to break down and weaken that entire area. I mean, I hear the very same people call in going, man, we sure taught them Somalis that ID. You've heard them. We just hit them hard. I tell you, I love Bush. After what they did to our men in 93 under that traitor Clinton, I tell you what, I'm feeling real good right now. I mean, how foolish. Our criminal government funds the very warlords that shot down those helicopters and that drug our troops to the streets, the very people to go back in and make sure that country doesn't get on its hind legs, doesn't have a government. And by the time they're done with it, we blew away them people that hurt our troops. No, our government hired them.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Speech coming up in the next segment. We'll also take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. The BBC and the Associated Press are reporting no Al-Qaeda was killed in the airstrikes. They're also reporting that the Al-Qaeda that they claim went into the country went in there 9 years ago. This is all admitted. There is no Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen, outside the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. Okay, it doesn't exists. It's the name of a computer file from the early 1980s for the name for Muslim extremist groups controlled and funded by our criminal government, by the criminals that have hijacked our government. Now, that's mainstream scholarly information. You can go find it. It's admitted. The government doesn't debate it. but they know the general public, again, has no connection to reality. Criminals operate like this. They know you're not paying attention to detail. They know that they can basically just put out simplistic terms and archetypal images and that it works. It's just like Panama. 1989. Remember you heard, oh, the huge military invasion that had taken months to set up, by the way. A huge attack concerted, which they later admitted had been planned for months. Planned for months because that day they invaded. That day they invaded, two women at a women's school college were kidnapped. Well, I have the video of the women going, no, U.S. troops arrived here right before the attack started, and so they were there to protect us. We appreciate the protection. Of course, they were totally ignorant. Those women were not kidnapped. It was all made up because Manuel Noriega, the History Channel admits he was CIA drug dealer and dealt drugs with the U.S. government. He started buying palaces, you know, $50 million palaces in Switzerland, and wasn't paying his cut and openly was threatening the Bushes to expose their drug dealing. And, man, they set up the troops. They went in there and blew that place to Kingdom Come, Panama City, killed tens of thousands. And of course, none of that was on your news, but we have all the footages in the Panama deception. And just dead bodies everywhere, just Jeeps just melted to the ground. People melted, holding on to steering wheels. Lord knows what did it. And that was it. I mean, that's how they operate. Well, it's the same thing here. You've got a government that has developed stability. Women can walk on the streets. Industry was starting to build up. And the warlords had been kicked out, so they ran to a nearby country. Had a big meeting in Ethiopia. The Ethiopians, U.S.-backed, with the very same warlords. The very same. We had a guest on covering this yesterday, but it's in the news today. That, well, these are the same warlord groups, but, you know, they're fighting Al-Qaeda now, so they're good. Al-Qaeda. And then you read, oh, 9 years since these supposed Al-Qaeda guys traveled there. And, oh, they're really British, and people are saying they're really British agents. Just like the head of the 7/7 bombings, Rashid Aswat. Remember, and he's MI6 admitted. He's had the former FBI, Justice Department's head anti-terror expert on to tell you that. I mean, this is how they operate. They can just say, I mean, what's next? France has Al-Qaeda. Attack! There were three Al-Qaeda there. It's like Fallujah. Less than a dozen people hang and kill four contractors. And so they literally level the entire city. So next time there's a murder in, say, New York, you know, what do you do, just level the whole city? But again, they've been dehumanized. They're the Islamo-fascists that want to kill us. No, they're people living at caveman level with their children with swollen bellies starving to death with no medical care. Walking around out in fields with unexploded cluster bomb bomblets blowing their legs off, blowing their little feet off. And most of them still dream of America as some mythical, incredible, enchanted land and run around going USA with little American flags, you scumbag neocon followers. You don't care about our troops that got killed in Somalia. You're just scum. I mean, I think about it. These are admittedly the people that did this. But by the time it gets on Sean Hannity, see, because they're, you know, the national story is that it was three Al-Qaeda operatives just went into the country and were hiding there, so we had to blow it up. Attack three cities. Kill hundreds. And then, but that isn't enough. That lie isn't enough. Then, for propaganda purposes, they get on Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck and all the shows, Bortz, and they get on there and they say, man, we just paid them back for what they did in 1993. And again, these people calling in going, I'm glad we're killing them Islamos. Hit them before they hit us. They can't find the Horn of Africa. They don't even know what that is. Bush thinks Nigeria is a continent. You know? No, it's 248 million people, the most populous African nation on the West Coast. And I'm not even some geography expert. I mean, they're just, you're just, you're idiots. And you think you're going to be free being that ignorant? Ha!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ted Anderson for Midas, January 11, 2007, gold 6,1180, ounce gold coins 3,3220, 3,1865 for half, 159.32 for quarter ounce. That's 6,3220, 3,1865, 159.32. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I can't help myself. I'm going to roll part of this. We'll play a Bush clip and we'll go to your calls. Got a big guest coming up as well. Stay with us. I got a message for the government.
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give a f- to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget, made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All the secrets so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get it. In every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, most couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took. It's plain.
plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief, follow. Waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass cross, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
Again, glad that you joined us on this live Thursday edition. Here's the Associated Press article. I dug it out of the stack. U.S. official, no Al-Qaeda suspects killed in Somalia airstrikes. I have another AP article that says Al-Qaeda, three Al-Qaeda members entered the country 9 years ago. So 9 years later, they're going to randomly attack the government compounds of the new Islamic councils there that are not affiliated with the CIA, and they openly, I went and pulled it up. I knew what I'd find. And of course, they've been speaking out saying 9/11 is an inside job, of course. And they've gone into the legitimate government, and you have the Ethiopian-backed, U.S.-led, this is incredible, very same warlord groups, the very one led by Adid, coming in and attacking right as the airstrikes take place in a concerted effort to as a coup. Because our government wants a bunch of scumbag warlords in there who are in control and who'll just, again, balkanization. Of course they want three different groups of warlords fighting with each other. And if one warlord starts getting too strong, they'll go in and blow them up to pieces. It's to keep that country down, period. It's not a country, it's squalor. It's a bunch of blown out cities for 30 years, a bunch of people killing each other. And the West making sure it continues. Man, and then they tell the idiot public, oh, number two Al-Qaeda killed, number two Al-Qaeda killed. And always, 3 days later, 4 days later, a day later, quietly though, again, small retraction, nobody reads the retractions. Oh, no, there was no Al-Qaeda. Just like, oh, those girls in Panama weren't kidnapped, but we had a huge invasion force ready. You like being lied to? And they think of you as the Somalis, too. Your forefathers fought and died and were mean and aggressive and owned guns and weren't cowards. And so you were able to get a little bit. You were able to be left alone, have a business, make some money. And so we developed a big middle class. We were never perfect, but we were as free as the world's ever seen. And so 4% of the population had half the wealth. We were rolling in wealth. And so the global criminals came in, bought up our politicians, took over. And now they're debasing all that. Now we're the biggest debtor nation, the dumbest people in the industrialized world. And they've ruined us, and now we're just a husk, but they know that when it finally implodes, we're going to throw fits. So they've got a huge police state in place, and they're trying to build it and build it and build it, legitimize torture, secret arrest, everything else, so when they implode it, they can keep control. And they write that in the Times of London, the Financial Times. They say, the global elite is imploding things to consolidate, but this implosion will be so big, it may even destroy many of the higher-level servant elites. And by that, we're talking about billionaires and people. They're high-level servant elites. They're not even in the elite. Okay? They don't own half of Canada and, you know, large portions of the U.S. and Australia. They don't own whole oil companies. They don't literally endow all the major universities and own the roads like they do in England and Australia. The Queen owns it. Every week she'll just shut down major roads to let everybody know she owns them. Every day you're in London, she shuts down different roads. Well, the Queen says you can't use her roads today. Oh, the whole river shut down because the Queen says she's just exercising authority. No, she doesn't have any power. The tabloids say so. They own the major tabloids in England. What the youngest prince does under Queen Elizabeth, and they make money off putting themselves down. It's the proper. They're slick, folks. That's why they're in control. Okay. It's why they wear big red capes and big jeweled crowns, and you bow to them. They know what they're doing. I got this George Carlin clip, and I keep promising to play it. I had it yesterday. We had to cut out all the profanity. But, I mean, this is somebody telling it like it is. I'm going to play that Carlin, and then we'll go to the calls. Do you have that, Carlin? He's pulling it up. I just suddenly want to play it. But this is George Carlin just about a year ago, telling it like it is. I don't agree with everything George Carlin says. But one of my employees, one of my staff actually knows George Carlin because he was from Fort Worth, I guess, and he knows him. But side issue, here's George Carlin. This is exactly how the world works. This is absolutely true. Every word of it, here it is.
Compulsive consumers. That's their, they think of that as their national pride. It's their civic duty. Consumption. It's the new national pastime. It's consumption. The only true lasting American value that's left. Buying things. Buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need. So they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. He says, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. And everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word, they use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start? Left behind? Someone's losing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly sheer jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich people who don't give about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all.
You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
It's called the American dream. You've got to be asleep to believe it. Carlin's so talented. I don't know why he has to pepper it all with profanity, but I wanted you to hear that. And that's why I get angry. You can hear how cynical he is. But it isn't just the elite. You know, it's us. We've gotten spoiled. We've gotten bad. That's what I started to allude to yesterday. That, you know, just because the media is lying and twisting and spinning and the government's corrupt doesn't necessarily mean that everybody in the alternative movement is good. Doesn't necessarily mean that everybody out there in the alternative is telling the truth. Or that every quack product they've got, some special beam that's going to heal your cancer, or some magical cream that's going to heal you. You know, I don't like being associated with that, and I've said that on the record. And I don't like being associated with other things. And even though my show completely dwarfs, just on the internet alone, with listeners on the internet, 10 times the biggest any other show out there. 10 times. 10 times. That's conservative. That's just when my show's on. It re-airs 24 hours a day now. And I actually count, it was like over 100 times, if you count all that. But it doesn't matter. It's like, I want to expose it. And you know, then I sit here and I think, yeah, but, you know, in the end, that probably won't even do any good because we're scum. I mean, you know, the public's dumbed down. The Patriot movement is I guess made of people a step above in many respects, but a lot of them are mentally ill and just like fighting and garbage and being scammed. I mean, really, I'm just at the end of my rope with all of it. I don't want anybody out there to think they're so special that it's, you know, just intended for them. Oh, no, it's a whole bunch of people. I said I'd take your calls. It's just unbelievable. I mean, we're in deep trouble. This elite is really corrupt and bad and is really doing bad things. And we need to get focused on fighting the New World Order and focused on taking action against it. Joe, where are you calling from today?
I'm up in Pittsburgh.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I wanted to get into the whole elderly thing that you're talking about. You say it's going on down there in Austin.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, hardly anybody had it. Now everybody's got it. I mean, everybody. And me, it gets worse and worse during the cedar fever thing.
Well, I don't know what's going on with me. I had allergies when I was younger, and I went for 2 years when I was probably about 7 and 8. Once every 2 weeks to get allergy shots, which I don't know if that was, I don't know what they were giving me, but.
Did it work?
I was allergic to dust, cats, everything, and.
I'm going to have to go get those.
I don't have allergies anymore, but the past 2 days, I.
See, I just don't go to doctors, so it's so alien. My wife keeps going, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. And I go, huh, a doctor? But I'm going to have to. This is just unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people up here, like my sister and my brother-in-law and their brand-new daughter, everybody's got something going around here, my own mother, my girlfriend. And I don't know, I thought maybe it was just some kind of a flu or a cold or something, but it doesn't feel like anything for myself. It doesn't feel like anything that I've really experienced. I'm just clogged up here and constantly sneezing and tingly.
That's exactly what I feel like. And about 11 o'clock each night, I can't breathe. I just start hacking them. It's like the time a bunch of bees chased me. I was digging in the backyard for my parents. And the bees, like in a movie or in a cartoon, suddenly, like, you know, hundreds of them were attacking me. And I ran. I had all these stingers in my head. I'd never been allergic to bees before or since. It was that one time. And I started swelling up red, and I couldn't breathe. Man, that's what it feels like every night now. Every night. And the reason I'm talking about it, folks, is I'm wanting a cure or something here. And it's just unbelievable. This is everybody, though. I mean, everybody I know here in Austin, everybody is sick.
wonderful world we live in.
Something's going on, man. My grandmother lived here from the time she was like 18. My mother was born here and, you know, lived here most of her life. They never had allergies, and now they've got allergies. I mean, what's going on here?
Has it popped in your head that there might be a correlation between all the chemtrails going around?
And all the dead birds? And I don't know. Man, I don't know. But let me tell you, this doesn't feel like anything I've ever felt. And it makes me irritable, too. Like I mean, I get... Like, used to I get allergies. I feel bad for a few days, go take a nap, feel okay, just kind of have a headache. This is like... Makes me mad. I appreciate your call. And, man, I don't know. All right, we'll come back. Obviously, nobody wants to talk about Bush and his ridiculous speech last night, but we'll continue with your phone calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. Let's go to your calls. Lonnie, where are you calling from today?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead there, Alex.
No. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from the coal country of northern Michigan up here by Mackinac Island.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a whole lot, buddy. First of all, I just want to tell you that I did order a lot of your tapes, Terror Storm, the last one, and I got a bunch of them from you and Tex Mars, so very informative.
Thank you, sir, for your support.
Yes, sir. I just want to say for the record, we shouldn't be too hard on Mr. Bush, up at the Burning Bush, our neighbor from Washington, because, you know, I don't think he could handle that. You know what I mean? But anyways, where are they right now as far as the FEMA camp up there in Tyler, Texas, when Kevin was doing the taping? With the children.
Well, we put that report out for free. We went and shot it and edited it and put it out. It's on JonesReport.com. It's on Infowars.com. Just type in Taylor Camp into Google Video, and you can watch the report for free. And they've got, other than Mexican immigration violators, they claim there, but they're taking their U.S.-born children and giving them to CPS.
Oh,
they're not giving them due process. But here's the thing. They admit in the Houston Chronicle that the camps will be used as dual use for U.S. families during insurrection or during uprisings. So the point is the government's building these and has them for dual use for the first time in modern U.S. history.
Just like the CPS up here, they find foster homes for the kids. Same thing as an internment as far as I'm concerned. You know, maybe not as bad as far as the word-wise, you know what I mean? But, yeah, they steal your kids, and then they come up with all kinds of accusations to keep the good, you know, and then they train them, or, you know, they brainwash them, and then turn them back into society to go against the natural parents, and it never ends. It's the same nightmare all the time.
Oh, no, in fact, a lot of the CPS workers are kids that were snatched and then brainwashed into cult members. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Delaware. Ben, how you doing?
Hey, what do you say, Alex? Man, it's a great honor to talk to you, man. I just want to thank you for waking me up a couple months ago there. I've been a big fan of your show. I'm just out here trying, you know, spread the word to everybody. You know, I know, you know, police officials. And anybody I know that I come in contact with, trying to, you know, let them know about your show. And just, you know, I got Terror Storm, letting everybody see that. But, you know, the real reason I wanted to call you was, I never really planned on calling, but when you described your allergy symptoms this morning, it just struck me because those are the exact same symptoms that I had last summer. And I'm somebody who's never, ever, ever in their entire life had an allergy problem. And I had about 4 months of solid, insane, just, you know, incurable allergy, you know, sinus symptoms. And what my man there from Pittsburgh, I can Joe just called and said,
well, something's going on. Nobody used to have them now. I mean, in this town, it's got to be, I've met no one who isn't sick. I'm sure people aren't. So let's say 90%. I mean, and I've asked 50 people. I mean, they've all or more. I mean, it's just everybody feels like crap, and what is going on?
And, you know, that's exactly it. And it was really funny. It was almost like a sick joke. I got sick. I started going to the doctor. He starts giving me all these antibiotics and stuff, and it really wasn't affecting me. But everybody I knew was getting the same symptoms, and it didn't seem to be like there was really any sort of, like, you know, it wasn't like a cold. It's just these allergies that won't go away. But look,
we know the genetically engineered foods then trigger real allergies from other things in the natural environment. And we know there's thousands and thousands of admitted biological, chemical, and radiological tests over U.S. cities. So who knows what they're doing to us? Who knows what these psychopathic criminals are doing?
Well, all I got to say that just an end. What's worked for me is stay away from whatever your diet. So the antibiotics, I would highly, you know, not recommend those. Take a garlic supplement every day. It cured me.
I eat a lot of garlic. Only thing I ingest, I don't even dip or smoke. I off and on have chewed tobacco. I don't even do that. I don't even really drink.
Garlic.
I mean, I'm nothing. Nothing. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been to the doctor either. I need to. I might go to an allergen. The reason I bring it up is, why does the whole city have it? I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and go to Eric, Mike, Don, and others, and we've got a big guest coming on. She's the lady that went up against O'Reilly toe-to-toe. Remember, I played that clip and analyzed all his lies. She'll be talking about Bush's speech last night. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.